Hello friends, we are studying this chapter 11 in Internet Marketing Challenges, which is overall under the subject Internet Marketing. I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to conduct this session for you. Very simple agenda for us. We would like to understand the challenges that is there in the Internet Marketing sphere and then how do you overcome that. So, Internet is changing very rapidly. Changing technology, changing options available due to change in technology, various features that various platforms are introducing. So all this leads to a very complex set of data decisions to make your internet marketing very effective. So we will want to know that what are those things that really are the challenge for the internet marketing professionals. So let's start them. Understanding the customer, the first and foremost one aspect on the this thing is that there are many micro segments which are emerging today due to the kind of technology explosion, due to the information explosion, due to the avenues of various gadgets and tools available, smartphones, etc. How do you get into understanding your customers better? Therefore, going beyond conventional marketing where only segmentation understanding was sufficient, today you have to get into customer journey mapping, buyer persona plotting, etc. is required so that you understand each of your segments or micro segments. After that, generating quality leads. While whether you do organic growth of your traffic or whether you do paid advertising, etc., challenge remains is to garner quality leads, leads which is coming just for utilizing your free platforms vis-a-vis the lead which is coming genuinely to know about your product features, and therefore very complex to determine that. There are so many platforms from where the leads gets generated, video, influencer, social media post, etc. So again, how do you define leads coming from which source is a genuine lead? Creating compelling content. Content marketing, all said and done, is very challenging because that's the final word. After you understand your consumer, after you understand their media buying habits, after you understand the sync between your influencer and your brand persona, personality, and then you have to develop content for various channels. And therefore, there is a concept called repurposing. We have earlier studied where you create a main content which is adaptable to different types of channels. That's a challenge. So creating a very compelling content, be it video, be it a blog, that needs an expert content marketing guy. And not only that, that's not a derivative of an expert guy. It's a derivative of your sound content marketing strategy. Prioritizing mobile optimizations, time and again it has been mentioned that now mobile device is a prime mover of your internet marketing success. How good are you developing your mobile optimized digital properties, be it websites or any other thing? Staying updated with Google algorithms. Google is still accounts for almost 92% and more of the search market business. So here, how are you remaining updated with the change in algorithm that Google may implement, the terms and conditions and various other tools and tips that they would develop for you? So how do you remain vis-a-vis competitors in the market on the same sphere? They might have insignificant presence, but so be it. Knowing them is also required. Adhering to privacy regulations. Time and again, due to various complexities that is coming in, the crimes that is committed, frauds that is taking place, various restrictive legislations and various demands are coming in by governments also. Now, how do you adhere to them? That's another challenge. Data security at the end, or privacy, is the property owner's responsibility, and there cannot be any compromise. Though I have used a word that these are leading to governments and all them taking certain stringent actions against the platform owner, but they cannot really shirk the responsibility of data safety and security. So with that, implementing an omni-channel strategy. Now, today, customer is not restricted to one channel. I might today buy online, but next day I might be buying similar things from the brick and mortar store. So this requires the brand guy to have an omni-channel strategy where he constantly provides relevant and right information when needed by the customer and making his experience seamless. So when that happens, so that he prefers to stay with the brand which offers him a omni-channel seamless experience, maintaining brand consistency in the offline mode. Brand has built certain persona and personality. Those brands which moves later to the online sphere will have a challenge to balance their voice, balance their attitudes, balance the persona that they have created vis-a-vis the brand which has come in new age, and then they have established themselves uniquely, where they do not have to worry about the burden of their conventional days, legacy, etc. So this is a balancing act which brands will have to look at. Handling budget constraints, all said and done, about budget, the real-time data, flexibility of moving budget from performing channel to non-performing channel, optimization is available in time, generating you better return on investment, but budget remains a constraint because so many channels to look at. Now, therefore, you have to have a very clear thought on effective channels for you, and then what should be your internet marketing strategy so that you can allocate your limited resource appropriately, measuring return on investment and attributions, which is nothing but at the end, right from engagement layer rate to the click-through rate to conversion rate through the sales over the cost, etc. One has to have complete perspective of building effective ROI and how that will take place. Adapting to changing trends and technologies. So various tools, various existing tools are updating features, various new platforms are coming in. So how do you get into that, where you constantly know that what is going to be good for your brand, what is not going to be good for your brand in future, so which channel to leave away, which new channel to be considered, integrating offline and online marketing. So there are many companies, many brands who have strong footholds in the offline market, but they have to consider coming online. Examples like Hindustan Unilever, they also have started their online store. So like there are lakhs of their distributors supplying us their soaps, creams, etc., cosmetic, toothpaste, and we have no problem. Yet they have started. Amul, such a large extensive network, we get our milk and other things every day without any problem. Yet they have started their online store for various items like Shrikhand, ice creams, etc. So how to do this? That's a big challenge. And how to manage interest of your offline channel distributor partner vis-a-vis your online channel, which generally eliminates them. So this and many other approach aspects to be considered. Lack of a clear internet marketing strategy. All these things, if you do without clarity of your internet marketing strategy, which encompasses so many aspects, influencer marketing, pay-per-click, starting with search engine optimization, followed by content marketing, if there is no clarity of why are you doing, what you want to achieve as a goal, what are the final deliverables you want to see, and that will be facilitated by doing what? Search engine optimization, content, influencer marketing, etc., pay-per-click, etc. So those are the aspects. Clarity is a must. And your strategic perspective should be there. Phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, maybe in that way, or year 1, year 2, year 3, as the case may be. So now we have understood various challenges. So we get into understanding how probably one can overcome these limitations or challenges. So that is going to help you to optimize. Optimization is a continuous process. I have earlier also mentioned. So let's get into that. Stay updated with the industry trend. So you must be aware about not only the changing trends of your business per se, changing trends in the digital marketing world, changing trends in the internet marketing sphere, changing trend by various channels that you are going to use in the internet marketing. All these changing aspects will also have a direct influence on consumers' way of collecting information, inference development, learning, etc., and behavioral change. So you have to be on the top of it, set clear and measurable goals, something smart goal, as we have earlier also studied. You should be very clear that while you are embarking this internet marketing journey, what is it that you want to achieve at the end? So what should be the goal? What should be the key performance indicators, etc.? So that is a measurability that will bring, that will keep you on track. If at all you are not able to reach that goal, you will be somewhere close to it. Data-driven decisions. Lot of real-time data being generated, each channel-wise, each campaign-wise, etc., each influencer-wise, even we have discussed that. So now, how do you collate, compile, segregate, infer, and make a meaningful decisions out of it? That's a challenge. Invest in targeted marketing. Multiple targets which can be kept mutually exclusive. I will once again repeat the example of diapers. So kids diaper versus adult diapers. You can, you know, do a mini targeting, etc., for which you have to have kind of clarity about who they are, their likes, dislikes, their media habits, etc. And having done that, how can you personalize? We have learned about the ad groups and all that. Also is one thing aspect linked to that, which is how do you unify them through keywords, through behavioral things, etc., and then generate your content to sync in them. So that's what is the crucial aspects. Optimize user experience. Last but not the least, as we say, that it's finally the consumer who uses various tools that you are providing during his journey with you. Sometime he goes online, sometime he uses your mobile app, sometime he goes to your offline shop. All these things should always lead to a seamless experience. Here we are talking more about your internet channels, so be it social media, be it search platforms, be it various other digital property that you build, provide seamless experience for which you have to identify the problems that you you understand, problem that you listen to them, and then do the optimization at a regular interval. Test and iterate. We have learned the technique of A-B analysis or a split testing. Always in the internet marketing, it is highly recommended before you embark on a larger campaign, apply this particular step, A-B testing, as they say. That will reveal for you what is working for you location-wise, channel-wise. So that will enable you to select optimal channel, optimal offer, optimal communication that is going to be ultimately very effective for you. Integrate online and offline marketing. As of now, the internet and this thing have come in when world was already a functional market. So many brands have already a strong offline presence and they have embarked upon online presence. I have earlier given you the idea of Hindustan Unilever or say Amul, etc. Point is, how can you create and integrate something that offline cannot give, you give that on the online. So I will give you a very simple example, Lenskart. Now they have an app which allows you to try different frames on your face. So there's a face scan and then you pick and choose how it will look, which probably they cannot give you when you are at their offline store. So now how you see that they have integrated. So create such kind of this thing which ultimately provides fruitful decision facilitating experience. Allocate budget based on channel effectiveness. Budget will always be scarce, though you can optimize. So therefore, optimization should be based on which channel is giving you effective yield. So which channel is working better for you, try and allocate better budget to that so that you get a better return on investment. Allocate budget wisely. Okay, that as always says, even in our household, we say that budget allocation should be very wise. Here, wisely means it's on the performance. Data-driven inferences, not blindly, not subjectively. So bring that which is either the reach of the customer, conversion taking place, call through rates are improving. So what will lead to all those improvements, conversions and click-through rates, etc. Then you consider allocation of the budget. The 10th one is balance short-term and long-term strategies always. First of all, you have to have a long-term strategy in mind. Short-term strategies are the milestones that, when achieved, reveals you that you are progressing successfully to achieve your long-term milestones. So try and have that kind of a mixed approach so that you are constantly able to evaluate and monitor your progressive path, and that will give you a better probability of your success. Build brand authority and trust. Internet marketing is all about, though it offers you multiple channels, each with its own strengths, like Facebook may be more textual, LinkedIn is among more professional, Instagram is more visual appeal, etc. How can you create content that will build? Blogs are there. Okay, so how can you create a content that will build brand superiority and the authority among the minds of the recipient, among the minds of the follower through Instagram, influencer marketing, etc. So that's also another way you can overcome various challenges. Embrace customer-centric marketing. It's always marketing is all about being customer-centric. Now, be it a conventional marketing or internet marketing, are you customer-focused? So that customer centricity means everything that you do, shape your process, develop your product, is it that customer is into consideration or not? Or you have done a subjective setting of your process, subjectively developed product which has no base of customer acceptance, etc. So those things will not help you. So bring customer into your entire development of internet roadmap. So then you will be more successful. Use online reviews and testimonials. Today, the digital platform is a two-way channel, as they say. Means you communicate, but customer will react. Customer will either be advocate or will be adversary. So when the experience is good, he will come forward and he will say, "Oh, brilliant." When his some simplest thing didn't go right, he probably may shout in a higher voice about negativity of your brand or a service, etc. So now, in such an area, what is important is, do you attend? Do you timely attend? And what kind of resolution you offer to them? Others are watching, and even that customer is watching. So that, remember that attention to this is a very crucial. It is also known as a social listening. You will come to know the what kind of tone, what kind of reviews, positive, negative, that is building for, against your brand, and accordingly you can get into corrective steps. Collaborate with experts. So for every industry, there are opinion makers, there are experts. Can you bring in professional internet marketing experienced professionals? They have learned through even their mistakes. So that's a leverage you have. They will probably not repeat the mistakes. If you go to a novice, probability is that he will make a mistake at your cost. Vis-a-vis, they are opinion makers, they are people who have strong views, and they've built that through their experts' study experiences. So are you pulling them in for your internet marketing strategy? Monitor and analyze competitors. List said, but very significant. And in the internet marketing, in the digital world, there are so many platforms gives you equal and more information about your competitor, which in a conventional marketing was very difficult. So here, I have earlier also mentioned, there are many platforms which all tell you what are the keywords competitor using, the channel that they use, their engagement rate, etc. So influencers will be known to you. So then you can understand the heat map, as they say, of your competitor. Then you build your tactical approach. So you may be able to create a differentiation. You may be able to create your edge over competition. So that's about monitoring and analyzing competition, and stay agile. Last but not the least, being dormant, being slow mover will not take you anywhere in today's digital world, especially in the internet marketing. Agility is the buzzword. Tons of real-time data is coming every minute. Do you have an eye on it? Do you have an ear on it? And the moment you notice something changing, are you quick enough to act on it? Listening and doing nothing is most disastrous. So in such scenario, What is required is how do you engage yourself? How do you and other stakeholders come together to quickly decide what should be the next path? If you have foreseen a changing behavior, what should you do? If you foresee a changing consumer, a competitor approach to marketing, what do you do? If you see the environmental changing coming, what do you do? It's a quickness, agility with which you act upon is the buzzword today. So brand which is very agile, agility is also a result of how has the structural organizations been built around, customer centricity do you have or not, etc. So by implementing all above measures that we saw, almost 16 of them, you are in a position to overcome the challenges of the internet marketing. So with this, friends, we enter into summary for this particular section. This section was limited to in terms of giving you an overview about challenges in the internet marketing. And there are almost many areas where there were many challenges that we have understood. However, we also understood almost like a 16 ways that one can really overcome the challenges which is being given in the sphere of internet marketing. If you really keep an eye on it and keep doing things on that manner, you will be able to have a very responsive attitude towards your internet marketing. Agility will be your strength, and then whatever you do will be customer centric, and in that case you are able to generate that core differentiation, and differentiation will give you really edge over competition and win more of a customer in the market. So with that, actually I have kind of covered most of them. Yes, there are a need for you to have data analytics. Data analytics leads to optimization because you will come to know the limitations, etc. So optimization is a buzzword because internet marketing is a continuous monitoring based application of data for improvisation of your tactics. Long-term, short-term strategy may remain in place. So this is what internet marketing is all about, and we have studied that. So with this, we complete this chapter also. And with this, we also complete the entire syllabus of internet marketing. So I am Professor Ashish Hathi signing off with you. Thank you very much for being with me all along. I hope I made difference to your learning. Thank you.